8 o'clock, by the way. 8:01. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm your DJ, Daria, and you're listening to How About Them Apples. This is Earshots by 4AM Crew. Something to ask you. Who brought a little magic into your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? Who showed you how to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? This time, become the one who makes magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or sister. Being a big brother or big sister is something that almost anyone can do. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together. Learn from each other. Help a child discover those little moments that are so magical for a young person, and you will both be forever changed by the experience. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters to learn more about their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities at 412-363-6100. That's 412-363-6100. Or visit them online at www.bbbspgh.org. Big brothers, big sisters. Little moments, big magic. Well, we've been listening to some different interesting tunes. We had like a remix of an Al Green song that was all like drum and bassy. We listened to some 4AM Crew, which I mentioned earlier. Let me tell you about wineberries. So wineberries are a type of berry that are invasive in the Pittsburgh area. And They look like raspberries, except they have this like pretty crazy looking like red. It looks spiky, but it's actually really soft, like fuzzy looking sheath around them, which then opens up. And they grow on the berries themselves, they grow on these like really bright orange cones. And when you take them off, those cones kind of glow. They're like really bright. The berries themselves are really beautiful. They look like raspberries. I think they're called wineberries because honestly, they taste the best when they're the color of wine. They are delicious. My favorite spot used to be somewhere around Grandview or Emerald View Park. There are a lot of like wineberries growing there. There continue to be, but recently I went there and I was walking around as I do, you know, in the months before berries ripen, and I found that interestingly enough, they were doing well until I came and they were just starting to ripen, and it looked as though they'd all been sprayed with herbicide. And I don't know if I'm right on this because I think herbicide kind of presents itself differently on different plants and stuff, but I gotta say, they had kind of cupped, curled up leaves. They were curling upward. They didn't have like brown edges or like, some of them were yellow, but like, it wasn't like, it didn't look like the kind of yellow that comes with drought. You know what I'm saying? It kind of like looked like they had some sort of a nutrient deficiency or something like that. They had like dead spots on the leaves and they generally looked really weird, you know? And they had looked perfectly fine the weeks before. They hadn't been curling up. And so I sent an email to the parks department and I was like, you know, like, what's going on here? And they were honestly surprised to hear that because they don't usually use pesticides on any of their plants. So now I don't know if there's some rogue person going around spraying things with herbicides or like, if they're just really dry and I like just can't tell, you know? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it really like got me reflecting on like herbicides, you know? And I gotta say, I know that like plucking weeds takes a lot more work. And in some cases, like in my house in my hometown, we had this like fish wart that always kept popping up and it was really hard to eradicate because it would just sprout from the roots, you know? It can be really useful for like pulling out unwanted things, but that stuff like persists and it accumulates. It doesn't really get processed by your body. Like the more you get exposed to it, the more it just accumulates and builds up. Kind of like a lot of the chemicals that we're exposed to around here in Pittsburgh. And just in a lot of ways, it just makes me think about how I wish that we had found better ways of getting rid of the plants that we don't want. And not with chemicals, or I guess I wish that there had been a little bit more precaution, you know, before we went and like rolled out all of these like herbicides that accumulate in the blood and are linked to like thyroid problems and endocrine disruptors and cancer and, you know. Anyway, if you do know about these wineberries, or you do know what wineberries look like when they're sprayed with herbicide, or if you just want to advise me on the effect of herbicides, you know, just call in. DM me. Give me a toot. Not that kind of toot, but give me a toot, you know? 412-268-9728. Nonetheless, I'll leave you to keep listening to some of this jungle and drum and bass. But before I do, let me tell you about two other shows on WRCT that are super cool. One of them is called Summer Baby Jesus. Hallelujah! Summer Baby Jesus is in town for the summer. Come jam with Jesus and DJ Shroomy on Thursdays at 7 p.m. only on WRCT. Couch dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music, and that. Okay, sorry. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesdays afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Couch dancing has been on WRCT for like a long time. Well, what can I say about long? Long to me is like a few years, you know, between like 2017 and now. It's a great show. You should really tune in. You should tune into Summer Baby Jesus too. In fact, you should tune into WRCT 24 hours a day. Keep it wired in your headphones and listen to the same dub mix from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Tuesday before my show, before I hop on and I start saying weird things. Oh, yeah. Anyway, keep WRCT in your blood. It accumulates, just like PFAS. We're listening to Meditation by Random Movement. Up next might be a little bit more 4 a.m. crew. I was really enjoying that, so we might listen to some more. I digress. Enjoy.
A quiet storm, and it never felt like this before. There's a quiet storm that is you. There's a quiet storm, and it never felt this hot before. Giving me something that's taboo. Jungle, you're the sweetest taboo. That's why I'm in love with you. Jungle, you're the sweetest taboo. Sometimes I think you're just too good for me. Good for me.
A lot of noise, isn't it? It's not like, garage, is it? Just too good for me. A lot of noise, isn't it? It's not like, garage, is it?
Before, never felt this hot before.
jungle.
Só eu sei quanto.
listening to How About Them Apples with your very own Daria. We listened to a bunch of different... Ooh, this is a little loud. A bunch of different little fun things. Yeah, we listened to Metadata Nation by Random Movement. We listened to a little bit of Shy FX, a little DJ Patife, and took it real classic with some Dillinger. If you're ever interested in what I'm playing, you can always head to WRCT.org, go onto the schedule, and find me on the Tuesday 7 to 9 p.m. slot, and click on my name, and you'll find my silly little playlist there. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a wonderful, wonderful supporter of WRCT, Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white or color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. That's right, grad students, you want to get your conference paper ready? Tartan Inc. has it. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, aka thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop off site for UPS shipping. Man, they do it all. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. And if you see James there, say hi. That's for me. That's not part of the thing, but say hi to him. I don't think he remembers me, but I used to see him every single week when I went to college here, and sometimes he was grumpy and sometimes he was happy, and I hope that he's happy when you see him. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That's right. Now I have a quick 15 second PSA for you. Today, 50% of jobs require some technology skills, and 80% of teachers give homework online. I would honestly rate that higher, but call 1-855. I need to stop criticizing these. Anyway, sorry. Call 1-855-EVRY-1-O-N or visit everyone on, that's EVERYONE.org to find free internet and computer training classes in your area. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and WRCT. Excuse me for burping on the line. Right now we're gonna listen to Party Quest by Feng Tran. This is part of our bin cuts, and after that we will listen to a Regal 86 track, maybe another Shy FX track. I don't know, we'll see how we're feeling. Either way, coming up next is gonna be 100% Naughty with DJ Adi, so look forward to some hot tunes then. All right, enjoy this fun experimental electronic. We'll be right back. Hey, what are you up to this Thursday? How about heading to Mr. Small's at 7:30 to light the torch with Moonvoice, the Callous Dowboys, and Ire? Light the torch, to be honest, to be clear, is the headliner. Or at 8, you could go to Club Cafe and see Ames Harding, or Different Places in Space, or Morning Sounds. How about this Friday? Well, at Government Center at 7:30, there will be Pop 1280, plus Death Instinct, and Provence, and 2020K. And Saturday, if Thursday and Friday don't work for you, which is totally fair, I have plans then too. On Saturday, you could go and see Pictoria of Arc and Keep for Cheap with Record Setter at Roboto Project at 7 p.m. Not really your vibe? Well, then, check out Rough Riders at Thunderbird at 9 p.m. It's their 17th anniversary show featuring DJ Big Phil and DJ Black Steel. Probably gonna be a good time. Not that kind of vibe either. Well, on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Backyard on 8th, you can see Byron Nash. So, there's plenty going on. The end of this week. We're listening to Don't Be So Hard on Your Own Beauty by Yill. I'm gonna turn it back up. If you're interested in what I've been playing, as always, WRCT.org, go to the schedule, find me at 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, and take yourself a little look. All right, enjoy.
Just breathe in. from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing, in a little cafe just around the bend.
snow.
I'm gonna say what you know. Ooh, fire.
Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night.